Good news from Iran brings with it a reminder of those left behind. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So in the next few minutes, we'll unpack that a little bit more. Plus, we'll share ways that these stories can turn into a legacy of hope. U.S. and Iranian presidents are calling this weekend's prisoners for terrorists exchange a success. Iran's getting seven people who sold it U.S. technology in exchange for a U.S. journalist, a pastor, former Marine, and a student. Pastor Saeed Abedini was among those returned. Open Doors' David Curry says,
"We are aware of Saeed because he is an American citizen, but the fact is there are a lot of pastors in prison in Iran for their faith, for sharing Bibles."
But sharing Christ is illegal in Iran, and the reality is that converting to Christianity from Islam is punishable by death. But that's not stopping the church from growing.
The gospel is an exceptionally powerful thing. People are sharing that. It's becoming known.
Open Doors supports the church in Iran with training and advocacy, among other things. So as you praise the Lord for bringing Saeed Abedini home, please don't forget about the others in Iran.
The pastors in Iran are brothers and sisters in Christ, just as Saeed is. So let's keep these folks in our prayers.
As people celebrate the release of Pastor Abedini, many in Nigeria are continuing to mourn the loss of their loved ones. In recent weeks, Boko Haram has killed almost 100 people, adding to the 15,000 they've murdered since 2009. Many other victims have purposely been Christians. As Christian persecution continues, would you pray for those suffering at the hands of Boko Haram? And if you would, pray that Boko Haram members will come to know Christ too. Stay tuned to learn more. You're listening to Mission Network News. A world mission team has been visiting with Burmese children in Thailand. Greg Kelly confirms that despite the saying to be Thai is to be Buddhist, interest in the gospel is alive and well. And the ones carrying it, they're not the ones you might expect.
We are in Thailand, in the city of Pattaya, and we are connecting with a ministry that is distributing treasures to amazing evangelists who are taking the gospel to families and households that have never heard the name of Jesus. And it just happens to be that these missionaries and evangelists are children under the age of 10 who are passionately in love with Jesus. You can hear them singing worship songs to the Lord in the background. And it's just amazing. It's touching our hearts so deeply that these children are taking the gospel to their parents who have never heard the name of Jesus on the treasure.
From Thailand to Kenya, Madeline School in Bungoma, a remote village in eastern Kenya, now has a commercial kitchen. It's a first for the community, and it replaces a metal shed where cooks had to creatively work to feed more than 200 students and faculty every day. It's the latest in a list of improvements at Madeline School through the partnership with Orphan Outreach. Since 2012, the school has added on child sponsorship, a nutrition program, agriculture, a nurse, and Elizabeth Ayuma, a full-time social worker, all with an eye cast toward the gospel. The changes she's seen through the addition of all these programs, including group and individual counseling, nothing short of life-changing.
Now they are bold enough and confident to be and feel like they have a place where they belong. Yeah, and that has improved their education.
And community is a vital part of life. But how do you mend it when it's been broken for years? Food for the Hungry tells of a community in Guatemala just like that. FH started training local leaders on both sides, emphasizing the need to build a strong foundation in Christ. The community set a goal to access clean water together. And as time passed, they began to see eye to eye. Now they remember to focus their community life on Jesus. And look what happens next. Look for the full stories from today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of eight persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.